If you think this is one of the worst harvest seasons ever, North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network Director Daryl Richeson would agree. Richeson says many areas of North Dakota already had their wettest autumn on record because September and October were out of the norm. As a whole, North Dakota had the wettest September on record this year. Precipitation averaged 5.69 inches, beating the previous record set in 1941. October was also wet, averaging 2.32 inches of precipitation. But Richeson says it's not the wettest October on record.
Ranked statewide as the 13th wettest, and most of the major reporting sites that have records that go back into the 1800s, it ranked anywhere from about the 10th to the 20th for precipitation. And then for temperature-wise, statewide, the National Centers of Environmental Information put it as the 8th coldest, but the eastern part of the state was, it depended on the location, was somewhere in the 10 to 20 range, and then some parts of the central and the west were in the top 1, 2, 3.
There were three key events that made this fall especially tough. Two of those were in September, and the weekend of October 11th was the third.
Like October 11th was the wettest, I do believe, of that cycle. Because in October, we only averaged about 2 inches of rainfall. We got that more than that in one day. And some folks got it in rain, and some folks got it in snow over a course of a 24-hour period. And then, of course, we had the same thing happen a couple times in September when it was generally all rain, although there were some parts of far northwestern North Dakota that just had a smidge of snow. But that was part of that big, huge blizzard that Montana had, if you recall back at the end of September.
Fall wetness can enhance what happens in the spring. Looking ahead, Richeson says that doesn't guarantee flooding, but it could very well mean late planting. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.